Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Chatting with friends on the Handsome Pod. Chatting with friends on the Handsome Pod.
Cheers.
Welcome to Handsome. I am, of course, Mae Martin, and I'm, of course, joined by my most handsome colleagues. You say your own names, right?
I'm, of course, Fortune Feimster.
And I am questionably Tig Notaro.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Handsome.
Yes, welcome back. Oh, and welcome to any new listeners to the Handsome Pod.
Yes.
I think there are quite a few.
I know. Thanks for finding us.
I haven't seen you guys in so long. I have a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah? You missed us?
So much.
Oh, we missed you.
I for sure look forward to doing this every single time that we do it.
Feels like a warm, handsome hug.
I'm excited that we're doing... Well, can we talk about our live show?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get that out there.
Start big, man.
Start big, yeah.
The people wanted this.
Yeah. They asked. We answered.
When is it?
What are we giving them, May?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have any of the details, but I know it's happening. We're doing a live show at Dynasty Typewriter.
Yeah, and it will stream all around the world, so you can buy tickets for the show, even if you're not in Los Angeles, and watch us live and in person.
I'm going to wear a suit.
I am too.
Then I guess I will too.
Yeah.
It's going to be December 18th. We're going to be ringing in the holidays with this lovely live show. We've never done a live show before, but it's going to be really fun.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait. I think we should plan something weird. Like, oh, it's a sort of holiday show. We should get like a full children's choir.
And a reindeer.
And a live reindeer.
Can you imagine us trying to wrangle 50 children? Come on, you guys. Put that sucker down. Let's go. Come on.
Follow the reindeer.
Follow the reindeer.
And then there's just some kid looking at me going, "Is that a man or a woman?" And I'm like, "Okay."
And then turning to us as well, "Is that a man or a woman?"
And wait, is that
a man or a woman? And then they get to Thomas. Mustache. Still, mustache. Is that a man or a woman?
It takes us 2 hours to explain to them that gender's a spectrum, and then the show's over. And they're all crying.
What a show.
And then we ride off on the reindeer.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Because the reindeer we got is low rent and it can't fly. So we just slowly trot off.
Let's face it, it's a dog we glued antlers on.
Yeah.
Well, if you're interested in either A, coming to this show in person on December 18th at Dynasty Typewriter, or if you want to live stream it, you can go to dynastytypewriter.com for tickets.
Wow, nicely done. Also, since we're mentioning exciting things, another thing that our listeners demanded, and we have delivered. We now have merchandise.
Why not, right?
Guys.
We have merchandise.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty exciting.
But I don't know how they get it. Fortune, do you?
I'll tell you how they get it.
Wait, why don't we morning announcement how they get it?
Okay. Hey, everybody, this is your morning announcements. We are very excited to announce that the Handsome Pod has our very first thing of merch coming out. We're going to have a shirt, and we're going to have a hat. We're going to have a tote. Everybody loves a tote. You got a lot of things you want to put in there, and you can put your hat and your shirt in the tote.
You could tote it around.
And then we're also
going
to have some stickers. And you can go to handsomepod.com. Is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
Everybody loves a tote.
Go to handsomepod.com to look into that merch and get some of yours. Because guess what? You're going to want it because you're going to be real handsome if you wear it.
That's right.
Get it for your conservative grandparents for Christmas and don't explain it.
Just have the three of us, our faces on a t-shirt that grandma's wearing.
Ooh, I have a new merchandise idea.
What is it?
All of our faces on a tote.
Yeah.
And it says, are they boys or girls?
Well, and it's just like a conversation starter at the grocery
store.
Or
even just a t-shirt that says, are you a boy or a girl?
Good times.
I like that.
I was with Stephanie shopping for a suit, actually, for her sister's wedding yesterday. Okay, The majority of my life, I am met with, hello, sir. How can I help you, sir?
Really?
Yesterday, when I was...
Pretty little lady?
I was called something I have never been called and I've never heard anyone called. This woman said to me, hey there, lady girl.
No.
Lady girl.
No way.
Yeah, she worked at the department store and said, hey there, lady girl, can I help you? And I was stunned.
Did you feel a shift in your energy? Were you like, well, hello?
I truly did not think she was talking to me. I was like, there's no possible way somebody is going to call me lady girl.
She thought you were... A pretty little lady.
A pretty little lady girl.
I feel like that reeks of like it's coming from a place of panic. It's like she
for
is
sure.
Like, I need to come out strong with something.
Yes.
And I'm doubling down on
this lady girl.
Yes, I feel like it was I didn't know what was walking up to me, and then I realized in the last second that maybe you were female, so I just went with all description, lady girl, hey there, lady girl, female,
lady girl, woman,
gal,
female.
Woman,
hey there, lady
mama.
Girl,
hey there, that's lady so girl. Oh my gosh, yes, I'm pretty little lady girl,
pretty little lady girl. Uh-huh. Wow,
yeah,
Tig, you've been all over Europe and then you did your special. Yeah, I mean,
I did
too much.
I was
there's
gone for
much.
6 weeks and one day, and I have
oh
to say,
God.
Wow,
when I got home. And I got out of the car. My sons and my father-in-law came out. Stephanie was inside doing some Stephanie stuff. And Finn, they both hugged me. Finn held on to me for at least 1 minute. And I am not exaggerating. I was just bent over while he was hugging me on the sidewalk. And he did not let go. And it was the most life-affirming affirming feeling.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
That's so cute.
Like, if you do this more often, mommy's going to keep leaving because I like this hug.
I met Max and Finn while you were away.
I heard at the Halloween party.
At the Halloween party. And let me say, those two are so cute. And so I don't know which of them was dressed like a football player.
That would be Finn.
And he was so cute because there was this older kid there also dressed like a football player and he just kept going and standing near him.
Uh-huh.
Just like kind of standing at his elbow, just kind of like, well, here
his
we
teammate.
Are.
me too. Look down here, buddy.
Yeah.
If
you
so
look
cute.
Down here by your elbow, you'll see me.
Were all the kids having a good Halloween?
Yeah. I was really into it. It was my first like true kid Halloween. There was a blow up maze. Where once it got dark and then they were kind of packing up, like the party was ending, but there were definitely still kids hiding in the maze and like their parents couldn't find them, and it was fun. Yeah
That was, I think I mentioned previously, that was my first Halloween to miss with Max and Finn, And yeah. I did take a picture of Finn's ankles on the way to school today, where he still has his Halloween socks on. I'm telling you, it is year round with these two.
So good.
I love it. Had you done shows in Europe for that long before?
No. In fact, I had, before I went to Europe, I had a run in Colorado of shows. Mm-hmm. Then I did this cancer charity event in Texas. Then I went to Europe. Then I came back. Mm-hmm. I did some shows in the Midwest and then the East Coast, just to kind of get myself completely as ready as possible for my special in Brooklyn.
How did it go?
It was really fun. It was a good time, and it was, oh lordy, just I was thrilled to be finished with that.
Oh, because, really?
Well, because yeah. I was originally supposed to tape my special in June, and then I moved it to November out of solidarity for the strike.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So we had to pack in all these extra shows,
practice dates,
yeah, to get me still ready to go. And it was a long haul to go from June to November to add all of those extra shows
and keep it fresh and like,
yeah. I felt like I showed up ready to go, and mm-hmm. so I'm excited.
Stephanie is
the director, and we get the first cut in, I don't know, like 4 days. So,
wow.
I saw the romantic flowers you sent to Stephanie mm-hmm. in preparation for filming, and you said, "Don't screw this up."
That's correct. So far, so good.
Don't screw this up.
Nice.
I had it delivered to the green room at the theater, and she saw them arrive, and I was still at our hotel getting ready, and she was like, "Oh, that's so nice. Somebody sent to flowers." And then she said she sat there and like 40 minutes go by, and she thought, "Those look a lot like the type of flowers Tig sends me." And and she just went over and looked, and it was in fact from me to her. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
You have a go-to flower order?
Well, she does love white roses.
A classic.
Yeah.
Classic. White roses with a little card that says, "Okay, Dyke."
Yeah. On our anniversary a couple of years ago, I sent her flowers with the card that said something like, "Here's to 8, you know, miserable years," or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Wait, I was very thrilled because when you were in London, you needed a haircut.
Yes.
And you were texting me for recommendations. And the woman who cuts my hair is such an icon in my life, but she was way on the other side of the city from you, I think.
Oh, it took me like an hour by Uber to get to her.
But she...
It was more... I paid more for the Uber than the haircut.
Oh, she's super cheap, and she's incredible. She...
Love her.
I love Debbie, and she was a real lifeline for me in the pandemic. Like, I would go to her garden and she would cut my hair, and she'd go, "Hello, May. How are you?
Hello, May."
Yeah. And she's such a character. She always says that she trained with Vidal Sassoon, but mm-hmm. she'll whisper the name Vidal Sassoon. Like she'll go, "Well, you know, I trained with Vidal Sassoon."
If you say his name too many times, he appears.
Exactly. Yeah. How is she?
She is so great. I loved her immediately. And I was also horrified because she also couldn't believe you didn't tell me this, that she only takes cash. And I show up, I get my hair cut, and I pick out some hair product, and I'm standing at the counter. She's like, "Oh, I only take cash. May didn't tell you this?" And I was like, "Oh, no." Hilarious. And how horrifying, because I only had credit cards. And so I gave her... I had off
your
not
watch.
An exchange, but I just said, "Here is, you know, if
here's
you
my watch,
here's my swatch." No, I offered her tickets to my show in London, and so she wanted those, and I said, "And then come backstage, and I'll have cash for you." And so I had the tour manager go get cash because I just didn't even know where. And so she went out and found the cash, and then Debbie came backstage and then,
oh my God,
refused to take my cash.
Aww.
Oh, Debbie.
Yeah.
She's the best.
Debbie.
I think she kind of saw me as like a little orphan child in
Are
London.
You not?
Weirdly, no. She'd always go, she was shocked to find out I'd never been to a Costco. Mm-hmm. She was like, have you not been Costco? And I go, no, I never been. And she'd always say, when I get my car cleaned, I'm going to take you around Costco. And I guess she never got her
Costco.
Never got her car cleaned, I guess, because we never went. But
I didn't know there was Costco in London.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in Canada as well.
Wow.
Yeah, all over the Commonwealth.
I love that May didn't tell you that she only takes cash, but May did tell you about the history of haircuts and where it originated.
Well, I did. I love Debbie. I just really enjoyed her. And after she cut my hair, she hugged me and said, I feel like I've known you my whole life.
I know. Like, there's something about her. I gave her a hug when I was leaving England, and we both burst into tears.
Oh,
I was like, aww. I was not expecting it. She's a good hugger, and she used to make me laugh because I'd go in and she'd go, hello, Alex. And then she'd be cutting my hair, and like 20 minutes would go by, and she'd go, did I just call you Alex about 20 minutes ago? And I go, yeah, yeah. And she'd go, oh, you look like my nephew. Hello, Alex.
How old is she? I'm trying to picture Debbie.
91?
Like 50 maybe?
Benjamin Buttons.
Yeah, 50. 45, 50.
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way.
On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it'd be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined that somebody might try to snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly Pepsi owed him a jet.
Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, I did not picture that. I was picturing like a 65-year-old with that voice.
Oh, no, Debbie's sprightly.
You've never been to Costco. I mean, that's kind of,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, true.
Doesn't sound like a 45-year-old.
Ain't you been to Costco?
Have you ever been to Costco, Willow? Someone's going to get that Willow reference.
Where do you get your porridge?
You never saw the movie Willow?
I did, but I did not
get
that.
Willow, it's that old woman that turns into a goat.
Turns into a goat?
Doesn't she turn into a goat?
We need to watch
it. She gets cursed and turns into a goat. Someone turns into a goat, guys.
All I remember is watching that while my parents were at a New Year's Eve party and all the kids were in the basement. We watched Willow and this guy, Raphael, had stolen vodka.
So you saw it and you don't recall a goat?
I don't recall a woman turning into a goat going,
well, you were drinking vodka.
I could be wrong. This could be a May fact. I swore that she, because she was old and she started to sound like a goat.
Oh, fortune.
But she still kind of sounded
cares.
Like an old woman. Hello. But also that sounds like a goat.
We don't really have to get to the bottom of the matter.
Dig. There are some Willow stands out there.
I honestly, when you said Willow, I was thinking of Willow Smith.
Oh. I was thinking of the song by Joan Armatrading.
Yeah, we all split off in separate directions.
I'm glad we've gotten on the same page.
Yeah.
How talented is Willow, by the way?
Which one? The goat?
Or the song? Or Will Smith's daughter?
She's a guitar player and singer.
And she sings?
Yeah, she's really talented.
It's so funny, the people that you know and the people you don't know. It's
I know, that is a random
That's a random person
for you, Tig.
It's so random. I would not typically know, but somebody told me she was just a really, really good guitar player. And I was so interested to see that because I play a little bit of guitar.
And so, drums, right?
And a little bit of drums. And so I went and checked out her page on Instagram, and then I started following her. And I'm always pleasantly surprised whenever she pops up and is like, you know, ripping on her guitar.
Playing that guitar.
Yeah.
She's your number one fan over there.
I don't know anything she sings. Well, she whipped her hair around.
I whip my hair back and forth.
I know that
song. I whip my hair back and forth.
Yeah.
I've been playing a lot of guitar with, well, I don't know if you can see, I'm in a bedroom. So I've sort of half moved in with the old GF and this 5-year-old. So I'm doing a lot of like playing the guitar with, and the three of us the other night started a band, and so the 5-year-old was improvising the lyrics, and it was a really deep song. It was called "Where Does the River End?"
That is deep.
It was really deep, and she's
no one knows
really directs like, and then you sing this, and you sing this, and "Where Does the River End?" is we never found out.
Well, you know, Max wrote a song when the family was watching the Super Bowl. And my family gets very into sports and cheering and what have you. And Max plays sports, but he's not as into watching them, whereas Finn plays sports and he loves watching them. So in the middle of the Super Bowl, Max says, I just wrote a song and I was wondering if I could sing it. Super Bowl gets paused.
The Super Bowl gets paused. That's a big deal in your house.
It is. And then the song starts and he's like, "We don't know how the world works.
No.
We don't know how we were born. We don't know if we were born." It's like this monotone, intense song of like, where did I come from? So,
wow.
Like Leonard Cohen style.
That's deep.
Yeah. I want like a real.
No, how we got here.
Yeah. I want to take the actual audio of him singing. Oh, and everybody clapped and cheered, and then he sat back down, and then the Super Bowl went back on.
And that was that.
But it couldn't wait.
You gotta remix that song.
He's gonna be doing a one-man show one day and be like, "There was a pivotal moment in my childhood where I expressed all of my feelings."
He's doing a one-man show every day. It is insane. Stephanie was asking him the other day if he was interested in dancing like Fred Astaire, like putting on a suit and a top hat, and he was like,
"Ballroom?
Not really, but I do like how they dance on Charlie Brown." And then he just started dancing around like, you know how the kids dance at the party? Who cares? Mm-hmm. Look it up. But I want to take his original audio and have a really talented musician put music to it and make it an actual song.
Can you send it to me? Can I try?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I would love to try.
I got this.
Yeah.
That does seem like something you would write, May.
What about?
Like a deep, meaningful song.
Thank you.
How did I get here?
Yeah.
I'm really honored by that.
Like you're really thinking about these big life things.
With a dollhouse behind you.
Yeah.
On this Zoom.
Yes. I am thinking a lot these days.
You're a deep thinker, right?
I mean, I'm just desperately trying to hold on to like positive things at this moment in time. And I was in the Uber the other day with this Uber driver who was, I mean, we were both just being like, the world's fucked and getting really heavy and talking about everything. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the drive, he goes, "Do you want a cookie?" And I went, "Yeah, what do you mean?" And he pulls out this paper bag with this like, giant cookie from a really fancy bakery, and he was like, "I just drove all the way to Larchmont to get that, but I want to give it to you." And I was like, "No, I couldn't possibly accept." And he was like, "No, this is what we should do. Like, we can't control anything."
That's so nice.
I know.
Yeah.
But he kept saying like, "Well, there's nothing you can do." And I was like, "Well, you can vote and like do some stuff." But anyway, then he gave me this delicious cookie, and I did think that's the good stuff in life, you know.
That is the good
stuff. And was the cookie good?
Oh my God. I need to. It was from like.
I imagine it's that Levain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you know that?
They're just ginormous cookies.
Oh,
and once it went in on Larchmont, there was just an obnoxiously long line for like a week.
But oh man, it was like molasses almost, and raisins and oats and honey. And
but more importantly, how's it going moving in with GF and kid?
5-year-old.
Oh man, I'm loving it. I'm like, it's a whole other side of me has been unlocked.
Friday night pizza.
It's like a sleepover, right?
Yes. At 5 a.m., I'm up. I'm drawing pictures. I'm singing songs. I'm off my phone. I'm just having a blast. It's so ridiculously cute.
So nothing's changed.
Yeah. So pretty much business as usual.
The party palace in Silver Lake's empty right now.
The party palace is still there. And yeah.
Dude, gotta keep your party palace. I got one too.
Don't get rid of that party palace, man.
Don't do it, dude. Don't get rid of your party palace. Well, should we get into our question?
Let's do it.
Yes, I'm excited. Our question is from Jamila Jamil, who we all know. Have you got?
I've met. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, I've met Jamila.
Yes, I know she was at your birthday party, I think. Or
Yeah, she came and partied with her dog.
Yeah.
Jamila's the best. She's an actress, an activist, a podcast host. Of course, you know her as Tahani from The Good Place. And her podcast, I Weigh, is so good. Also, I've known Jamila since London, like maybe like 15 years now or something.
That's where y'all met?
Yeah.
In London.
She also has another podcast, Bad Dates.
Oh, yes, which is huge. I've done that one, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, she's a very hilarious human being. Let's see what she asked.
Okay.
Hello, Handsome Pod. It's Jamila Jamil. And my question for you is, genuinely, would you ever, like genuinely, help a friend dispose of a body of someone that they had killed either accidentally or on purpose? And if so, how close would that friend have to be? What are your stipulations? Oh my God. That's my question.
Oh my God, I love listening to Jamila's voice. I'm like, I would help her move a body. She sounds like a spy. She sounds like a cool spy. I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
She does actually, yeah, sound like 00 Jamila.
Yeah, like we gotta do this. Someone like that, yeah, you're like, absolutely. Dispose of a body.
I know.
Oh, God.
I mean, it feels like you should just immediately say no, but I'm thinking about it. And I'm thinking, of course, there are situations where I might. Is that fucked up?
Let's hear
really?
The situation.
Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah. In what
good
world
to know.
Do you think?
Oh, man.
Like, yeah, we got to do this.
I think I'm your guy to come to if. Oh, okay. She said if it could be accidental.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know that the prison system like reforms people or is rehabilitative in any way or is good for the world. So if let's say a teenager or something comes to me and says, I was making eggs. I whacked my grandma.
But like any teenager, just any teenager.
I don't know. Just like a young person who accidentally.
Okay.
You've already cracked this door, so walk us through.
Yeah, walk
you're
in
making
the door.
Eggs you
really
whack your grandmother in
really
the head with
it.
A spatula,
maybe like a frying pan, or like if it's a true accident.
That doesn't feel like an accident.
Also,
it's a frying pan.
Yeah, I've never ever no matter what I'm cooking raised a frying pan in a way that
what if you're flipping a pancake and you just go too hard?
My grandma walked into that frying pan. Her bad.
Okay,
she's dead.
When she walks into the frying pan, does it become like a cartoon where the frying pan completely flattens out her face in the exact circle of a frying pan?
Yes.
And the police are taking notes going, okay, uh-huh. So Nana walks in, you're flipping a pancake.
I think I would, I mean, I'm having second thoughts now about helping a stranger.
No, it's too late.
Well, yeah, it is weird that you wanted to help just any teenager.
Well, I feel like any teenager represents you as a child. That you at times needed help as a teenager and you maybe made some mistakes. You didn't mean to do it and you needed help. That's my interpretation.
Whoa.
Yeah. That,
May, what do you think?
I think that's really That's probably it. Yeah. I'm like,
I stunned you. I saw your face. You looked stunned.
I went speechless. Yeah. Because, I just hate the idea of someone spending the rest of their life in jail because of an accident. However, look, now I'm thinking about the family of the deceased, and I wouldn't bury the person though. I'm going dissolve in acid or something, I think.
Oh, wow. Wow. I thought we were backtracking from helping, but we just went to a different type of disposal.
Well, I don't want to get caught.
Well, here's the
thing. Well, you're gonna.
If it is truly an accident, you just call the police and be like, Grandma walked into a frying pan.
You're right. You're right.
So there's something shady going on.
Remember that Christmas song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
No.
Mm-hmm. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Okay, Grandma walked into a frying pan is the new song. Yeah, maybe that song didn't reach Canada, but it was an unusually big hit.
Really?
Yeah. In the States.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer going home from our house Christmas Eve.
You Some might people, say wait, it.
You might think, what is it? You might say it's something, but me and Grandma, we believe. There's something we're missing.
No, we nailed it. We didn't exactly miss a thing.
There's nothing missing. What do you mean?
Maybe uproarious applause.
So if I came to you guys and I said, I fucked up. I killed someone.
I killed Nana with a frying pan.
I'd say, May, I hope they have a podcast equipment in prison. I am a puss. I cannot be helping someone dispose of a body.
No.
I would not be able to sleep.
Especially a stranger. Excuse me.
I don't know why.
Excuse me.
I went to stranger first.
We figured out why you did.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But yeah, I would. My go-to might be maybe call Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Thomas is pretty handy.
Yeah, you're burdening Thomas with this immediately. So you mean if you accidentally killed someone, you'd call Thomas right away?
Well, no. If you reach out to me asking me to hide a body with you, I'd be like, I can't do that. Maybe call Thomas, see what he says.
But it is a bummer when somebody brings a person into it that has nothing to do with it, because then you're an accessory to murder. Mm-hmm.
That's a real bummer. Like, for instance, Jack Kerouac helped Lucien Carr dispose of the knife that he stabbed David Kammerer with.
May fact.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Wait, we need to get an actual song or noise.
Oh man, don't get me started on this Lucien Carr David Kammerer murder. It's fascinating, the shades of it. But yeah, Lucien Carr was this kind of wild young beat poet, and there was this older guy David Kammerer who would kind of hang around. He was sort of stalking Lucien Carr, but there were It was like, were they...
Real quick, though, let's really stay focused on the fact that May has a dollhouse in the background while talking about this. Go on, May.
I'm not in my own room. I should assert again, this is a child.
This is not where I normally speak of murders.
Okay, continue.
So Lucien Carr one morning shows up at Jack Kerouac's house and says, last night, David, like, tried to hook up with me and we were walking by the river and I stabbed him with my Boy Scout knife and I weighted his body down and put it in the river. And Jack Kerouac helps him dispose of the knife and then they go to watch a movie and then Jack says, you got to turn yourself in. But he ended up, and William S. Burroughs, I think, they were both accessories to murder. But because Lucien Carr was like, oh, he was gay and he tried to hook up with me, he like didn't spend any time in prison, really.
No one got in trouble.
No, but it's a very interesting story.
I never heard that.
Anyway.
You've never heard of gay people being treated terribly?
I've never heard of that.
I'm unaware of this. Everything's been a walk in the park.
What was that accent?
I don't know.
It's been a walk in the park.
It's been a walk in the park. Yes, yes.
That sounds like the voice in the song Thriller.
Oh, and yeah.
What is it? The graveyard.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
May, are you a crime person? You like to learn about murders and stuff?
Yeah, I'm a true crime.
Great question, Fortune.
Thank you.
Thanks for asking. Yeah, great question.
Yeah.
And then I wonder, does all this obsession with true crime, does that make it people get away with more murder? Because you know how to do it. Like, I know.
Like, they learn things?
Yeah, I know about the acid, don't I?
Don't you feel like most people these days are getting caught, or is that a myth?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean,
it was my understanding that most crimes like that you get away with.
Really?
I mean, that's a tick fact for you. But I mean, I don't know. I haven't learned much about acid crimes or other crimes.
The tick fact is like, I'm just saying something and we're not sure.
Hey, I always say to Stephanie, I'm like, look, I'm very unreliable. I don't know what I'm talking about. But that's what I think, or maybe I heard, but I'm likely wrong.
It just feels like a cell phone's always pinging your location, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, we know that you were near.
You don't bring your phone. You do not bring your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Here is something I just got completely in touch with. No offense, Fortune. I hate the word pinging.
Oh,
when somebody says, hey, ping me, or I pinged you. I'm like, what?
That is not what I expected you to say.
What were you expecting?
Like, I don't know that I don't think about the word ping ever.
Well, I don't either until somebody says it. And then I'm like, oh, I hate that word.
I'm just picturing, I'm picturing you watching a gruesome crime documentary, just describing like the most horrific murder. And you're not even batting an eyelid. And then they go, and the cell phone tower pinged. And you're like, ugh.
Oh, God.
But that is the word.
Yeah, that is the word.
I know it's the word, but I hate the word.
You also hate panties. Maybe you don't like P words.
Yeah.
Panties.
Ping me in the panties.
Ping me. Ping me in the panties.
Panties.
I pinged her in the panties.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just never think of the word ping. Unless it is involved a cell phone tower, and usually that's involved with murder.
Okay, yeah. But when somebody says to you, hey, ping me, or I'll ping them later.
I don't say that.
No one's saying that to me.
But you've not heard somebody say that?
Yeah, I guess I've heard.
No,
yeah.
Not in that context.
Okay, well.
They say text me,
call
me.
I guess that's all I'm asking. Just use the actual word. Call me, text me. Don't say I'll ping you later.
I don't like when people say give me a bell.
I've never heard that.
Oh, I've never heard that.
You know, give me a bell later.
It's like your Holly Bobs word is in question.
Me Holly Bobs.
A couple of people wrote on our handsome Instagram page, "This no one uses Holly Bobs."
Oh, there was a lot of uproar also about my fact about the aardvark or something, or the armadillo.
With Alf.
I don't know. Mm. I got that. Oh, the
you,
Alf.
You ignore
thing.
It and you just keep... Given the
just
facts.
Given those facts. And
May fact is a May fact and it is taken as is.
Ooh, this segment should be called Just the Facts, Mame.
Sorry?
Interesting.
What's Mame?
As like ma'am. But Mame? You know when a police officer says, just the facts, ma'am.
No,
I did not get that.
I've never heard that either.
Oh boy, we are not connecting. Nobody's heard of anything that the other person has said.
I know.
It started with Willow and it went downhill from there. Willow, I blame myself.
Ping, give me a bell, and just the facts, ma'am.
But that's all right. Part of being handsome is bringing our minds together and learning from 100%. Each other.
Yeah, that's one of the 10 handsome rules. And we have to come up with the other 9.
Yeah. And number 10 is bring our minds together.
Bring our minds.
If our listeners could just write in and tell us what the other 9 handsome commandments are, we'll put it on the list.
Well, number 1 is must be handsome.
Oh,
yes.
Yes. And then number 2 is whatever we just said.
Number 1 and number 10.
We need 2 through 9. What was 10? 10 is...
10 was what
bring
we
our,
just said.
Bring our minds together.
Bring our minds
bring
together.
Bring our minds together. Okay.
Because we come from different places,
yep.
Different perspectives, and we bring them together.
That's yeah. right.
And learn.
Mm-hmm. I have a thing about a bell, which is, sorry, I know we've moved on from give me a bell, but, you know.
We've even moved on from Jamila's question.
I know.
We'll get back to it. We'll get back to it.
In the olden days, they used to bury people with a string attached to their finger and connected to a bell. So if they were accidentally buried alive, they could ding a ling. So maybe that's where give me a bell comes from.
I have heard that, weirdly enough. Mm. Didn't know where that was where give me a bell came from. But this May fact... is correct.
Yeah, and I'm just guessing about ding, ding, where ding, ding, that ding. Phrase came from.
So when you're asking someone to give you a call, you're basically saying, hey, if I'm buried alive,
then give me something to jiggle so you can dig me up again.
I see.
So basically you're saying you're in a grave.
Your entire family is above ground mourning you. And you're alive.
So, I'm going to need you to give that bell a little jingle jangle.
Would love to hear from you.
Do you know where the phrase give me a break comes from?
Kit Kat?
Yeah!
No.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. It doesn't come from that, but it's just fun. This also means that May and I are now connected. Tig,
oh boy.
Get on board.
Wait, I have a question related to Jamila's question, which is,
Why would we go back to our question? We're so far down the road. Okay.
I mean, the question was, for any friend, would you help them dispose of their body?
That's true.
But like, for people in your, would you do it for Stephanie or Jax? Because you want your life with that person. So selfishly, or would you be like, all right, yeah.
If it's Jax, I think I got to... She's dump the boss that, of me.
She's the boss of all of us.
Yeah.
You got to dump that body in that hole, Fortune.
Yeah, if Jax is asking, I don't think I can get out of this one. Yeah, she'd be the only exception.
But I have kids.
Oh, yeah, so you guys have to have one parent around.
Yeah, they got to go to and from school and get to birthday parties on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can't leave them with either of you.
This is true.
So I got this room now with the
dollhouse.
Yeah, I don't know how to handle a kid. I'm like, you guys like salads? I don't know.
You guys like salads?
What kids eat? What do kids eat?
My kids eat salads.
Oh, yeah, they're vegan.
Yes.
That's why I said that.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, so...
You're welcome.
So Stephanie comes up to you and says, I got so mad I killed May. what should I do?
Yeah, what do you do?
She goes, I gotta get rid of the body.
I would just say call Alana.
Call Alana.
Yeah.
Morset?
Alana.
Who we improvise
May
with.
May and Stephanie do improv with. Alana seems like she'd get down to business and do what needed to happen.
You keep wanting to bring other people into this.
Because I got kids. I can't. I would sit down with Stephanie and be like, you gotta, if this is an accident, you people will understand. You know,
she goes,
I've
it's
seen
not.
You.
Because it wasn't.
Then I would take my babies and run.
Yeah.
If I find out my wife is purposefully killing people, I would take my children and leave. I don't know that I could sleep.
That's a good point.
And then if she did this accidentally, I would encourage her to I would testify that she is a lunatic in the kitchen, and that, yeah, anyone could go down with a frying pan. Yeah.
With a frying pan.
I think that in court, like, a kind of legally valid defense should be, Jax told me to do it. She told me to. Like, what else could I do?
Isn't the law that you can't testify against your spouse or something like that? Is that a thing? I thought I saw that on Law and Order.
Let's ask May.
No, I'm going to say, of course, you can testify against your spouse, right?
Or no, I'm saying, like, you don't have to.
Oh. No.
They can't force you to.
Well, this is where I love to say there's just no way to know.
Yeah, there's no way to.
couldn't possibly ask or Google. Or, I mean, if May doesn't know, how would we possibly get to the bottom of this?
I would not do this for anyone, but I feel like with Jack, she'd probably be like, you better do this. And I'd be like, yes, ma'am.
You go, just the facts, ma'am.
But I really don't want to. I really don't want to go to prison.
Really? What? Since when?
No. I just decided. I really don't want this. I'm a delicate flower.
What a crazy day if we woke up learning that Fortune is in prison
for life.
Oh my God! Don't jinx me.
Don't jinx me. Jinx. You owe me a Coke.
No.
I would come and visit.
But I would. I would be one of those people though that was like, "All right, let's make the most of this
in prison."
I would maybe start teaching people improv.
Oh my God! You would be teaching improv. You'd be singing.
Yeah. Improvisational murder scenes.
I lived in Spain for a year and I taught kids improv. Really? Mm-hmm. Well, technically, I was supposed to teach them English.
Technically,
but I'm not a great teacher, and they could tell that I was fun. And they were like, "We don't want to learn English. What else you got?" And I was like, "I guess yes, and let's zip, do some zap, improv." Zip zap zap. So we were doing these fun games every week, and then right before I left Spain, the family informed me that the 5-year-old had failed English.
Oh my God.
And I said, ooh,
zip, zap, zop.
I have to go.
What is zip, zap, zop?
That's like an improv game where you pass the, should we try it?
It's like zip, zap, zap.
Yeah,
zap.
You pass it around.
That's supposed to explain what it is.
It's a warm-up game.
Okay.
Yeah.
To kind of get everybody in sync. We should have probably done it before our podcast where we, it's harder on Zoom because you don't know who I'm passing it to. Yeah. You have to make eye contact and give it a.
Still don't know what's happening.
It's just like you're in a circle. So you're in a circle and I'm here, right, Tig? Yeah. And I look at you in the eye and I go zip and I send you that zip.
And that, but what is the and zip? Then, okay, I'm like,
it's
a handful
just
of zips.
Phrase. I'm sending you energy.
Okay.
Actually,
zip.
You know what? Alana Johnston and Mo Welch and Beth Stelling have zip, zap, zop tattoos.
Wow. Yeah,
so that's commitment to improv.
That really is.
When you get that zip, Tig, then you say zap to May.
May says zop.
Yeah,
to
May
who?
Sends that zop to whoever May wants.
Boy, who came up with that? And how amazed are they that everybody is zip-zap-zopping now?
I'm shocked that that 5-year-old failed English when they were playing zip-zap-zop.
And I was like, let's pretend to be tigers. And they were like, El Tigre? I said, tiger. So I was teaching English. El Tigre? No. Tiger.
Tiger.
In my defense, the little boy, because he was having so much fun, he didn't tell me he had homework and test every week because he was like, oh, this is playtime. I don't want to deal with this homework and studying. Mm. So I had no idea he was doing this stuff. I thought they wanted me to teach him English just to get ahead.
But instead, zip, zap, zop.
I think that you would thrive in prison. Teaching zip zap zop
to bring it back to you in prison.
Yeah, and I would come and visit. And would we record the pod?
Oh yeah,
I would hope so. I'd really want to keep this going.
But we would change the name to the clink.
Yeah,
The handsome
or that
clink.
Cheers sound effect would be.
Well, I don't know how this ended up with me in prison, but
because you would thrive. We realized you would do, because you were immediately so positive, like, oh, I'd just start teaching.
That's because it's one of those win in Rome situations.
when in prison in Rome.
But I would, but the food would bum me out. I like the one thing I look forward to in life is food.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe in Rome it would be better.
I don't think I would be excited about it.
Maybe the food in the Rome prison would be delicious pasta.
Ooh, go to prison and find out.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Would you spend a year in prison for $20 million?
Whoa.
Might That's as well. One. There's certain, you know, moments in life and where it's like, well.
Yeah, like I sometimes do fantasize about being institutionalized in some way. Whoa. Not only because like you don't have to get back, respond to anybody. You just the relief from.
You can do that without
a vacation. Being,
yeah, you don't have to be institutionalized and not return texts.
I'd love to be.
You're in a straight jacket.
My phone down.
May's in a straight jacket and isolation.
In a straight jacket. Like, I just wanted a few hours away from my phone.
And then I can't get out. I can't convince them I'm sane.
I'm like, oh my gosh, Fortune's in prison. May's in a mental institution in a straitjacket.
Where are you, Tig?
Just taking Max and Finn to and from school.
Because apparently Stephanie's a serial killer.
Mm-hmm. Good thing we found out.
And then Thomas has been an accessory to murder because he
once again
hide the body. God.
Well, should we hear what Jamila had to say?
Yeah, let's hear what Jamila had to say.
She'd hide a body.
My answer is that I believe I would. In a heartbeat.
I knew it.
For a really close friend, a best friend, I'm so down to help someone avoid jail that I would totally help them bury a body. And I feel that with such conviction that I'm actually genuinely nervous saying it on such a big podcast. Well done on going to number one, by the way. Because then what if the police are listening? And then one day I'm connected, loosely even, to the burying of a body, to the obstruction of justice. What if the police hear this on this massive podcast? And then they'll know for sure it was me. I'm sweating just thinking about it. But I'm so into the idea, not because I have like a weird, creepy fetish for dead bodies. I really actually can't stand the thought. But I really enjoy the kind of Sopranos level loyalty behind the idea of being willing to do that for a friend that I love, to the point where when I'm thinking about the friend that I love the most, my marker of how much I love them is if I would risk it all and help them cover up the worst crime. And May, if you're wondering, yes,
I am.
I will 100% help you bury any dead body that you bring to me.
Yes.
But please, let's not do that. Love you. Bye.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. What a friend.
Yeah. But I also have to say, couldn't we measure this? Just simply by, hey, would you take me to the airport in the middle of rush hour traffic?
Right. Yeah, you think it's an extreme barometer.
It's a little extreme.
But you know what I have to say to that?
What?
That's what friends are for.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
I'll be on your side forevermore.
Hello.
That's what friends are for.
Keep shining. Keep shining.
No. That's what this podcast got to the bottom of. Friendship.
Nothing.
As soon as Jamila started talking, I was like, would she help me? And do I qualify for that upper tier level? And I think I probably would help Jamila as well. But also because I think she's really smart and wouldn't get
probably?
Caught.
Probably. So she would for sure for you. And you would probably do it
Good
for
catch,
her.
Tig. Mm-hmm. Good catch, Tig.
Look, I just want to know.
Wow.
I want to know all the circumstances. But no, I think I would because she's very clever. And I think it's unlikely that she'd let us get caught.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have to take that song back.
No, don't.
Grandma
take it back.
Got run over by a reindeer.
Putting on the Ritz.
Coming over our house Christmas Eve. We still don't know the rest of it.
Mm-mm.
I love that. No need. She wasn't even like weighing it up. She was like, "I'm thrilled at the thought of it."
She
didn't even weigh it up. And her podcast is called I Weigh.
Exactly.
I mean, it makes no sense.
I want to listen to her podcast now because her voice is delightful.
So delightful. She's actually a great singer as well.
Oh, yeah?
Of course.
Maybe she and I should do a Friends duet.
We should have her on our live show in the choir, but it's like a reveal because it's all kids.
In the choir.
It's all kids. And then
we have a choir?
Yeah, we're having a children's choir.
We have a choir to choir?
Remember for our live show on December 18th at Dynasty Typewriter that everyone in Los Angeles is going to come to? And other people are going to stream.
All around the world. You can buy tickets and see May, Fortune, and Tig live.
I can't wait.
And Handsome. In suits.
Go to DynastyTypewriter.com for those tickets. And don't forget, we got merch coming. Mm-hmm. That's a different website. That's HandsomePod.com. Get your merch, y'all. The holidays are coming. This is the time to be handsome.
Yeah, you got to get your orders in, okay? All you handsomes and pretty little ladies out there, you want to get your stuff and get your stuff for your family and friends too. Also, if you like this episode or any other episode, send the episode to a friend and say, check mm-hmm. this out.
Yes.
And ask that friend, would you help me bury a body?
Yes. And
absolutely.
If they respond affirmatively, then you know you got to send them the pod. Because they're a true friend.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like our podcast, give us a good 5-star.
Remember when I was
rating
like,
or review?
Remember when I was like, or 4? You know, I'd take a 4.
Yeah, we
no fours. No fours.
We're fivers.
We're fivers.
Yeah, five across
Come
the
on
board.
Now. But we do appreciate everybody who has been listening.
Actually, yes, and that reminds me that I want to post. I was doing a Largo show, and somebody sent backstage this incredible artwork that they had done for like a Handsome podcast, like illustrated book almost. It was so
wow.
cool,
what?
And I forgot to post it, and I don't know their name or anything, but I'm gonna post it because it was so cool.
There's been a lot of really cool art,
dude,
coming from our episodes, from
incredible
some really talented
art,
listeners.
Incredible feedback, just yes. running into people left and right that are listening to this show, that it just blows my mind.
Me too,
I have to say, when I was getting ready for my taping in Vermont, and I was in this tiny, tiny club, it was so tiny. I mean, people sitting on stage with me, and I mentioned, hey, make sure to check out Handsome. These big, burly, bearded men,
no.
Vermont men, were like, Handsome! And I said, sir, do you listen to Handsome? Yes! Love it!
Amazing.
No
I
way.
Was just, I was just, it really tickled me beyond belief.
Oh,
so,
that's the best.
My yeah. best friend called me, like, shocked. Like, she was like, I love this podcast.
Shocked?
Yeah, because, like, you know, when you're I'm always doing a gazillion things.
Yeah.
And she's just like, have fun out there. Yeah. And she was like, she texts me about it now every week. Like, she loves it.
That's
it's really,
amazing.
It's cool because, you know, your friends just kind of go, oh, yeah, here's another comedy thing Fortune's doing.
And just to be honest, I am Fortune's best friend.
So. It is Tig writing me. Well, you guys are awesome. We appreciate everybody. Mm-hmm. We hope everyone has a great week. You guys have, we got to promote stuff because yep. we want you to come see some more funnies.
Yes, we do.
Please. Yeah. Tig, do you have anything?
I do. I'm going to be at Largo in Los Angeles on December 6th. I'll also be in College Park, Maryland, January 26th. Waterville, Maine, March 9th, and cannot express enough how you should get your tickets to see our live show. Anything for you, May?
I've got improv on the 21st at UCB. I got improv at Dynasty Typewriter on the 29th with Stephanie Allen and Elena, and that's going to be live streamed as well all over the globe. And then I'm at Largo December 2nd and 11th with very special guests.
Nice. I just announced a ton of new dates for the next leg of my tour. After Thanksgiving, I got Grand Rapids and Royal Oak, Michigan, Kansas City, Missouri. After Christmas, St. Petersburg, Orlando, Jacksonville, and West Palm Beach, Florida. And then I just added tons of new dates. DC, Eugene, coming to London and Amsterdam out there in Europe. Added a second show in Denver, Colorado, Philadelphia, Wisconsin, all these places. And you can go to fortunefeemster.com for tickets.
Well, as always,
keep it
handsome.
Handsome.
Handsome is hosted by me, Mae Martin, Tig Notaro, and Fortune Feimster. The show is produced, recorded, and edited by Thomas Ouellette. Email us at handsomepod@gmail.com, and please follow us on social media @handsomepod.